My life as a carer. Rosina Eden describes the ups and downs of caring for her husband, Peter, who has dementia. Peter and I were both widowed in our very early 40s. I cared for my previous husband for 8 years before he died, so I really should be used to being a carer by now. We both had children from our first marriages. I have 2 sons and a daughter, and Peter has 2 daughters and a son. We've been married for 37 years and are so lucky to have such a lovely big family, including 10 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. The youngsters have all come along during our married life, so they have only ever known us as grandparents. Peter has no sight in one eye and limited sight in the other eye. Sadly, this year, he was diagnosed with mixed dementia, Alzheimer's and vascular dementia. He's had limited vision for many years, having lost the sight in his right eye a long time ago. As the sight in his other eye has deteriorated, he's had to adjust. The dementia is now making life much more difficult. Peter's mobility is poor, which I understand is a common problem with these complaints, and his short-term memory is also very poor. With the best will in the world, it can be hard having to repeat the same answers over and over. I know he can't help it, though. He still tries to do many things for himself, and as much as possible, I encourage this. I know it will get much more difficult as the illness progresses, but we have to take it one step at a time. While Peter is a quiet person and content in his own company, I'm gregarious and like to be around other people, but being his carer is just a normal part of my life now. I sometimes find it hard when I'm unable to do the things I used to do. We have 2 dogs, and I used to take the youngest, Cindy, on a nice long walk, for example, but can't do this now as I don't like to be away from Peter for too long. Fortunately, my neighbour takes her a couple of times a week, and with a few short walks with me and a play in the garden when the weather allows, she's fine. I also have a 15-year-old dog, Candy, and take her along when I take Peter for his walk. As Peter now uses a walker, Cindy stays at home. It's impossible to cope with the 3 of them altogether. Every month, I run a coffee morning in our village hall, for which I make all the cakes. I also put a quiz on the table, as this is a good icebreaker if someone new comes in. I often have around 25 to 30 people come. I enjoy seeing everyone and having a chat, and it's a nice social event for Peter too, as he sits and chats to our regular friends. The charity has recently arranged a friend for Peter who comes to visit. Tim helps Peter with his model railway, and they spend quite a few hours in the garage together. Peter really enjoys this, so at some point I'm hoping to be able to take Cindy out while Tim is here. I think one of the hardest parts about being a carer is you never switch your mind off the person you are caring for. My daughter lives nearby and comes to sit with Peter once a fortnight while I go to a ladies' meeting. I was booking secretary for the group for 20 years, but I had to give it up this year as I'm unable to commit to things in the same way. Even on my night out, I keep checking my phone to make sure there are no messages from my daughter, though I know he's in good hands. The pandemic and lockdowns were hard as we were unable to see the family. Most of the children live an hour's drive away and are working, so it isn't always easy to see them. Also, as I get older, I find I really don't want to do the long drives. However, this year we bought a static caravan on the coast nearby and we love it. We're able to relax and get some nice sea air, and we find that everyone wants to come and visit us there, which is really lovely. Being widowed when we met, we spent many years travelling and doing all the things we wanted to do whilst we were able. We knew life can suddenly change. We've been to many wonderful places and have lots of lovely memories. Peter's always made films of our holidays and put them on DVDs, so at least we can keep some of the lovely memories alive. His long-term memory seems to cope with this. Life is not particularly easy, but we are so grateful for the care and support shown to us by Blind Veterans UK. It's been amazing. Our community support worker has been so supportive and does his best to help in any way he can. The breaks at the Llandudno Centre have been most welcome, and it's nice to have such lovely people caring for us. I'm grateful for the years we've had together. We'll face the future and whatever it brings together, and be thankful for the lovely things we've done together and for our lovely family.